If you were given the mission to cure every problem in the world, how would you do that? If you were given the mission to unite all the peoples of the world, everybody, how would you do that? Would you do it by force? Get an army together and conquer every country and set up rules that people had to follow, and if they didn't, they'd be punished or killed? Would you decide that having somebody come from outer space who had more powers than we do would get everybody united? Would you find an institution everybody would belong to, and then that would unite them, or some motto or symbol? We're such great Monday morning quarterbacks. How would you do it? God decided to do that mission. And the way he would do it was have a person just like us come to be with us, to be Emmanuel, God with us. And that person would become someone who could unite everybody. Now, we always try to take that away and say he's just on our side. But that's not true. When God sends Jesus, his son, he's for everyone. And he doesn't unite people by violence or threats. That's our game. So we even take it away from Jesus and make all kinds of rules that people have to follow and what the punishment is if they don't follow it. And we create all kinds of hells that people will be put into, judgments and criticisms. It's never united anyone. It's just divided people. Yet we come here and we hear that John the Baptist has come to announce that there will be a Savior born to us, someone who will unite us and bring us together. He will be the Christ. And he will do that unifying by being the Prince of Peace. But he won't force it on us. He'll make it our choice. And it would be so overwhelming if it worked that it would be as if the mountains were leveled and the valleys were filled in. Spectacular. Things that we've never imagined or seen. All that has to happen is we prepare the way within ourselves for Christ our Savior to live in us. We become people of peace. But we've always got a better way. Another way, a way that puts responsibility on somebody else. That's not what Christ does. Christ doesn't expect other people to do things. He expects it of himself. He will be the Prince of Peace. He will be the one who ends the violence. And when they hit him, he won't hit them back. And when they curse him, he won't curse back. And he will say, love one another. Do good to those who harm you. Forgive those who do you wrong. That's what will eventually unite everyone. And when all of us have chosen to join in that movement, that mission, that's when the end of time will come. So what we do by not joining in is put off the joy of the kingdom of God. While we go around being hurt and hurting others and thinking that somehow God is going to correct it, change it. He's not. He'll let us be as miserable as we want to be, and we get to make everybody else as miserable as we want them to be. And we can all pretend that we're on the right path. We want the right things. But he would say to us, all you needed to do was let peace be in your heart. You need to replace what's already there. The fear, the violence, the judgments. Let go of those so that peace can reside in you. When we sing the hymns of Christmas, of Advent, of the coming of the Savior, we're not waiting for God to come and change things. We're asking for the grace for us to change things, for me to become peaceful and loving. See, Christ comes with the great message, you are loved and forgiven. You belong to God. You live in His embrace. And you and I are given the free choice, shall I join in that mission? Or shall I just sit back and find what's wrong and say it should have been this and it should have been that and he should have done this and why doesn't he do that? Well, all the while, things just go on as they have in the past. A world out of control with violence that we do to one another. And because we make the sign of the cross at the beginning of our judgments and criticisms, we think it makes it better. And it doesn't. My brothers and sisters, this day it is announced to us again that we might finally hear a Savior will be born to you. Christ the Lord will come among you. He will be the Prince of Peace. And you can have that peace within you and be in God's kingdom if you choose. If you choose to open your hearts to having God be what's most important. When John announces the good news that we have been loved and forgiven and saved, why don't we accept it? Why don't we believe it? Why do we think it's better to be unhappy and judgmental and disappointed and critical and unkind and tense? What does that solve? No, for us, there is a better way. We will have communion today with the God who loves us. And he will announce to our hearts that we are loved. And he will ask us to accept his gift into our lives and to know that we are forgiven and loved forever. For a Savior has come to us, has come to live among us, has come to live in us. May we know that peace, that gift, that joy.